This past summer, we debuted a weekly music series called Setlist, where we invited Wisconsin artists into our WPR studios for interviews and exclusive musical performances. Happy to announce we'll be running a second season of Setlist starting next summer. Veronica Ricker checked in with series co-producers Brad Kohlberg and Carl Christensen for a preview of what we can expect in the upcoming season this summer.
Well, let's talk about Setlist. How did the idea start for this series that you decided to call Setlist?
I'm a big music fan, and I just really wanted to work with bands. We have this nice big studio here. We have a bunch of gear, these great old vintage mics, etc. And I thought it would be fun. And I saw, you know, around the public radio landscape, other stations and organizations starting to have some success dealing with contemporary music. And I just thought that it would be fun for us here at WPR to give it a try.
So these bands didn't just phone it in, you know, literally. You had the bands. We hosted them in the studio. What was that like for you?
It was great. I mean, there's an audio and a video component to these. So we were shooting, you know, video of them as well. So we'd have them in Buck Studio, which is this, if you've never seen it, this pretty large old school kind of studio. It always reminds me of like a Hollywood soundstage or something with the big boom mics and the parquet floor. And it's a really cool place to
the blue
to
velvet curtains.
Yes, exactly. And so it's a really cool place to set up a band or an artist and capture a really cool performance.
Well, let's talk about some of the first series, the inaugural series of Setlist. What were some of your favorites, Carl?
There were so many good ones. My favorite, if I had to choose one, J.E. Sundy. He is a singer-songwriter, and he used to live in Eau Claire and played with a band back in the day called the Daredevil Christopher Wright. And but now he's doing a solo thing, pretty folky, and just a very pure, beautiful voice. It struck me when he just was warming up just how great his voice sounded. And timing-wise, when we recorded that session, I had just recently had a baby. And so it worked out really well for me. His lyrics, there was just a lot of hope to what he was saying. And it struck me as it was just perfect timing for me to hear that guy. So it's beautiful music.
So with that, let's take a listen.
Easy kid, take it easy kid. No, I've never done the drugs that you did. I imagine they would go right to my head. All our jackets piled upon the bed, and I'd sleep all the way back home. Headlights are bright on my face, but the sun doesn't melt away. We woke to embrace.
J.E. Sundy there from last session Setlist. That's a track called Easy Kid. And Brad, I'm going to toss you this question too. What stuck out to you last session of Setlist?
Yeah, I love J.E. Sundy. I thought that everyone that we had in did a great job. They were really professional, even with the tight focus on local music here in Wisconsin. One of the ones that really stuck out to me was a band from Madison called Dolores. And we had Dolores in pretty early on in our production schedule. They're actually the first full band to show up. We'd done a couple folkier artists prior to that. But and so what was so fun for me about Dolores was that they were a full-on rock band, and it's the first time I'd ever dealt with that in Buck Studios. So I had some nerves going into it, wondering if a full band was really going to, wondering if we were going to be able to pull it off, you know, because it's pretty unlike what typically happens in that room. And they came in and they were really laid back. They had a lot of fun. They were joking the whole time, and they played just impeccably. I thought they really nailed it.
All right, if you think it's not bad.
band Dolores there, and that's a track called Hear You Walking. That's from last season of Setlist. And you guys asked me about one of my favorites, and this is a guy you booked for me I hadn't heard of. His name is Milo. Carl, right. Tell us a little bit about Milo.
Milo, yeah, he's a rapper from Milwaukee, and it was cool. He came in with two other guys with him, and they brought just some samplers, some gear and headphones, and they set up. And they did their quick sound check, got it all dialed in really, really nicely. Brad, good job on that.
Hey, thanks.
And then, typically when we have a artist in, they usually, sound check's done and we're like, hey, you guys got about an hour until we actually have to tape this thing. So, feel free to grab lunch or whatever. These guys didn't want to do that. They just hung around and just kept jamming on their samplers and just like writing new music. And it struck me how excited they were to just play music for the sake of playing music. So they just kept creating right there. It was really cool. They were just writing new songs.
Even come in for that part because I didn't come in until later.
Yeah, they were just putting together a new album or something. I don't know. It was really cool. But not just the music, though. The interview Milo did was one of my favorites. He had a lot of great stuff to say. It was really cool. And I think we have a clip here for that.
Such an extreme paranoia takes over me when I'm writing.
Wait, what kind of paranoia?
A lot of the ideas in my music are very fragile, or maybe I don't have the best language to say them. Maybe there is no best language to even say them. And so I'm just so worried about putting those ideas in the hands of clumsy thinkers. There's a song my friend Alex Safarial, who played with me, he and I have a song from my first mixtape that, I don't know, the idea was, what if two guys who were in love with each other wrote a rap song about one another and then rapped it to one another? And then, we just thought that was interesting. And so we did that. And then we put it out, and, just clumsy thinkers, people who can't pause a reaction. I guess that's what I mean, reactionary. It's incredibly rare now for people to just sit and digest a thing and just not have an opinion. I need to take some time, because it's like it takes a long time to make a song or an album or whatever.
Well, honestly, who could say? I remember the art museum where Mike Eagle found Dubuffet. I remember Meredith blessing me with Jean Genet and blowing my old life kisses bombs away. I remember packing an apartment into three bags and driving across God's kneecaps to Lord knows where. I'm more bored than scared. How I learned to portion the orphan share or be the burden bearer. Working titles of my autobiography. I'm probably not the rapper for you. Listen to the method.
Some music and an interview with the artist Milo from Milwaukee as we talk about last season's set list with co-producers Brad Kohlberg and Carl Christensen. And so that's last season. Mm-hmm. We're all excited because we're getting started rolling on next season. And Brad, what do we have to look forward to?
Quite a bit. We're still going to keep a pretty tight focus on Wisconsin. I think, the 10 episodes from last summer didn't do our state justice in the music scene. So there's going to be a lot more from Wisconsin, but we're also going to open it up a little bit and look at the region a little bit. Huge music scenes, really diverse in Minneapolis and Chicago. So there's going to be a regional element to it also. Someone in particular that I've been listening to quite a bit lately. He actually grew up in Chippewa Falls. His name is Phil Cook. He's lived for about the last 10 years in North Carolina, Raleigh-Durham. And he just put out a solo album. It's called Southland Mission. And it's fantastic. He's definitely a hometown boy made good. There are elements of folk and rock, soul, gospel, bluegrass. I mean, it just runs the gamut, often all within the same song, and I'm a big fan.
Phil Cook track 1922, someone we're going to look forward to on the next set list, which is coming up. That was your pick, Brad. Carl, who are you looking forward to?
Well, I was surprised a couple weeks ago. I guess I had heard of this band, but I'd never seen them before. They're called Midnight Reruns, and they're another Milwaukee band. And I just happened to go to a local bar a couple weeks ago in Madison called Mickey's, which always has a lot of good music there. And I just saw these guys play, and they just completely blew me away. Just kind of jangly power pop kind of, actually their new album they put out, the bassist from The Replacements, Tommy Stinson, actually produced it. They kind of have that sound, and they have kind of these like soaring dueling lead guitar lines going on a lot. So kind of like Thin Lizzy sound, but just really a really cool high energy band. I'm excited to, if they agree, come on in and do a set.
All right, so here's a band we'll hopefully hear, Midnight Reruns. Brad, thanks a lot for coming on and talking set list.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot.
That was Veronica talking to Brad Kohlberg and Carl Christensen, co-producers of Setlist here on WPR. You can see and hear the performances and interviews from last summer's Setlist music series. Head over to WPR.org/setlist. The website will be continually updated with new content until a new series returns next summer.